What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on That Frequency. I hope everyone is having a great beginning of their week, and the rest of your week is serene. This episode, I'm going to speak about starting over, because it's okay to start over your life. It's okay to start over a career. It's okay to start over old friendships or relationships that are not toxic, of course. It's okay to start over a journey. It is okay, because when you start over, you are willing to open that path to grow, to evolve, to elevate. And I think that's phenomenal. I feel people may have fear of starting over because it's like, where should I start? How can I start? Is this gonna be conducive to me? Is this something that I need? And you can only know if you just start, you know? You won't know until you are at that starting line. And you just got to make sure that you're not allowing fear to hold you back from starting over. I think sometimes people are just scared to experience something new. So they stay complacent. They stay in places or even things that they don't want to be in it anymore. They stay in jobs and a mentality that they don't even feel anymore. And it's like, you're torturing yourself when you could just start over. I forgot to mention in the beginning, you could even start over with new friendships, new relationships, of course. That's also brightening your life, you know. Starting over is a sense of growth, a sense of something fresh in your life. And I feel that's beautiful. As y'all know, I always talk about it. As a Scorpio, we go through a lot of deaths and rebirths. And I feel like my rebirth is me starting over. Me coming in with a new mindset. Me coming in with spirituality at my side to teach me things. And I'm grateful for that. Because prior to that, I was dealing with the tower moment, the downfall, the sadness, the anger. Where starting over is like, I'm getting up, I'm getting on that starting line, like, and I'm being optimistic and I'm looking forward and I'm seeing things that I want in my life that I want to manifest. So I'm willing to start over, even though in the back of me, so many things tumbled down. When you realize, like, unfortunate moments is not something that lasts forever, you're able to free yourself from a victim mentality so you could easily fall into the mindset of starting over or refreshing your life. Because sometimes people may just go through cycles, or they're miserable, or they're going through so much shit and they don't know what to do, but sometimes they just need to start over, go back to the drawing board and see how you're able to get out of certain things in your life so you can refresh it, make it new, make it something you never did before. That's the best. I'm telling you, when you start over and you doing something that you never did before, man, it's an incredible feeling, especially when you're used to doing certain things a certain way, when you're used to feeling a certain way, or you're used to having people treat you a certain way, or you're used to living a life that in a certain way, and you start to, and you say, nah, this ain't for me, dog. And you really start over. You make your life new. Because as you know, you are the driver to your life at the end of the day. With the higher power, God, positive ancestors by your side, you are the driver to your path with influence, with guidance. Because majority of the time, you don't need anybody. Sometimes people think they need others, or they need things to push them forward to start new. And sometimes you just need that mindset to remind you, like, yo, I'm able to do this. I'm able to become who I want to become. I could leave this job. I could leave these people. I could leave this relationship. I could leave this drama. Shit, if you want to get deeper, I could leave being immature. I could leave being mean spirited. I could leave drama and gossip. I want to begin purity. I want to begin positivity. I want to begin hope, optimism. You see? Every day we're growing. If you allow that in your life. Because some people, they ain't growing. And that's the shit I don't like. Those are the people I do not want to be around. But every day you're growing. And you got to learn in order to elevate, right? So with that being said, coming down to me, I recognize certain things in my life, and I know I have a lot of growing to do still, but I'm able to acknowledge it and embrace it. That's a big word when it comes to starting over, when it comes to growing and elevating. You got to embrace the new. Don't push it away. Embrace it so it could come into your life smoothly. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't gotta be, all my life I gotta fight. Like, God damn it. Gosh darn it. You don't gotta fight all the time. Like, relax. Embrace the new. Fuck the fear. You know? Yeah. And because of the hurt I had, I was very hardened. I didn't want people to come back in my life. I didn't trust anybody. I wanted to be solo for dolo, even though, you know, I'm always be solo for dolo. I am my own best friend. But at the same time, the negative impact I had because of my trauma was only negatively affecting me and no one else. You know what I'm saying? And I realized in order for me to start new and grow, I had to have a different mindset. And just the other day, I decided to call somebody that I haven't spoke to in about 3-4 years. And I got a little tip from somebody, like, you should call them. And it took me a couple of days to call, but I just called, man. I called and it was a beautiful conversation. It was a beautiful conversation. I don't regret it, man. And that call took away my anger and pain. I faced fear in the face and I said, fuck that shit. I'm gonna call. Whatever the outcome is, the outcome is. But I'm starting new. I'm starting fresh. For real. And it ended up being a good conversation. An emotional one, though. But a good one. and I'm happy I did it. And that is the beginning of my journey. I wasn't outspoken. Majority of the time, I wasn't going forth towards people. I was going towards them in a weak-minded way, or in a way where it's like, you know, it'll be more beneficial for them and less beneficial for me. Now I'm going into things like, no, we both could be beneficial towards each other. We both could be honest. We both could grow. We both could start new. And that's beautiful. As long as we both have that emotional maturity, things could come into fruition. You understand? Don't be afraid to start over. Because you never know what's behind that door when you do. And if you have that feeling in your heart, your mind, and most importantly, your spirit, make sure you do that shit. Because you don't even know how far you could go with it. Alright? Nothing but peace and blessings. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I know I haven't been here for a minute. Just had a lot going on, but it doesn't mean I should disown one of my passions, and that's spreading the vibes, spreading advice, and spreading love. So I'm definitely going to work on being more persistent on putting episodes up, and I appreciate everyone who listens, even if it's one, two, or three. This episode, I want to talk about old personality versus new personality. So, in my manifestation book, I have two columns. So, I have old personality and, of course, new personality. So, I'm going to share with you all what I want to leave in my old personality. So, this meaning that how my personality was before, what I was, you know, taking, and what I was dealing, you know, what I was accepting, basically. So with old personality, I put pain in my body, very insecure, worrying about other people, anxious, closed mouth, waking up late, not being authentic. Now, I'm reading a book called Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I hope I'm saying it correctly. And it's a great fucking book. If you're on your spiritual journey, if you're just working on having a new mentality, I feel like that's the book you should read. Because it's really an eye-opener. I'm up to the beginning, and I'm in awe with the book. And that's where I actually got the old personality and new personality. So I have a quote from the book. And it said, the disease existed in the old personality. By thinking, acting, and feeling differently, Anna reinvented a new self. That really stuck with me because it made me realize that you don't have to stay in your old personality. You don't have to stay in your past. You don't even have to stay with certain issues with your body or your mental or your emotional. You could really change your mind, your spirit, your aura to become new. That includes thinking differently, being positive, and you don't have to be positive 24/7, but being honest with self as well. Focusing on you, not worried, Not worried, period, honestly. Bringing life to self, eating better, doing better, becoming better, and just being mindful how you feel with certain things, certain people, certain environments, and understanding the being you are to live a fulfilled life. So with the new personality I'm bringing in, thinking in freedom, secure, clear-minded, speaking up, private, authentic, letting go. Now, with all these things I have listed, I feel that my new personality could bring that about. I feel I'm able to work on that to achieve those things that I wrote down. It all it takes is you to change self, even though a lot of people may say it's difficult or is not something they're used to, or you can feel uncomfortable, or you're just stuck in certain ways. You got to understand that in order to live a refreshing life or a life of your own, you had to do sacrifices, you had to be disciplined, you had to keep going, you can't listen to naysayers, you can't focus on the past, you can't be worried about the future, you gotta be in the present and understand who you are and where you're going in life. So, even if you're a person that's worried about the future, you gotta know that your future is gonna be bright. And not have any worry. And if you believe in higher power, God, positive ancestors, you know that everything will work out. But you had to vision that. You had to manifest that. You had to work towards that. I didn't like certain things in my old personality that I was projecting in my world. Because as you know, you have your own world, and what's inside of you is created outside of you, right? So, with that being said, I didn't like certain scenarios that I had in my life. I didn't like feeling depressed or anxious because of what I put myself in. I didn't like having unhappy thoughts or having my mind on overdrive. That's not a life I want to live. And I decided to be mindful of that and understand that I don't have to live that life if I don't want to. I have a choice, and my choice was to change. I think I know it's not an easy journey, but it's a journey that is worth it. You understand? When you think of it like that, you're able to have the capability to change, to transform. Instead of just saying, well, I have a long way to go, or I don't know if I could do it. I'm always in the past. I'm in trauma, I am a victim. You know, you gotta say, I'm a conqueror. I'm not always in trauma. I could heal. I know I could do this. I know I could transform. I know I could make the life I want to make. And you gotta see what you want to leave in your own personality and what you want to begin in your new one. Your old personality is behind you. You don't have to look back. And if you're looking back, you're seeing how far you have gone, you know? You got to look forward and understand that it's brightness in front of you, you know? As I'm reaching a new year in about a week or so, I realized that I'm excited for change. I'm excited to start over. I'm excited for newness, if that's a word. I'm just excited for a new outlook on life. you know, this feels different for me. It doesn't feel like how it was before, you know, and I have grown a whole lot. I have put so much more love into myself that I'm very happy for that. However, I know I have more to learn. I need to spend more time in the spiritual world because I need to connect more into my intuition and I need to build more confidence. And I'm going to do that. But I know certain habits I had, certain people I allowed in my life, certain things I allowed to happen to me, I had to leave that in my old personality and not bring it with me with my new personality. I know I have sung Bag Lady in another episode, but we gotta sing it again. Bag Lady, you gon' hurt your back. Carry on all those bags like that. I fucked it up, but still, you know what I mean. And it's funny, I didn't even think of the message she was sending in that song until later on. You can't be carrying them bags. Them bags is trauma, worry, issues, drama, negativity, negative thinking, low vibrations. Drop them bitches off in the garbage can. Drop your old personality off. Vision yourself dropping that bitch off, okay? On the side of the curb. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. But walk away from it. If you want to light a fire to burn that bitch, vision it, envision it. You lighting a fire and burning your old personality, burning that mess. And then it rains to bring that fire down, to even cool you off, right? Because you drop that shit on the curb, you seeing that fire, you have all these plethora of emotions going on with you with seeing that. But now the rain comes down to cool that shit down and there's nothing but the breeze, I believe. It's nothing there. So now you're able to walk away and start a new life, a new personality. Think about it like that. Old personality versus new personality. If you need to write it down, write it down. And see what you want to leave behind or what you want to bring forward. I hope that resonates with someone. Nothing but peace and blessings.